Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Got an interesting show for you today, opening up with Eric Eby from Prescott Pro Wash and Auto Detailing, which, by the way, would be a terrific idea for a Christmas gift for the car lover, car owner in your family. We'll also have a good part of the show today devoted to a local author and Whiskey Row historian, Brad Courtney, with Julie Traynor. They have designed a new board game. It's all about Whiskey Row, a nice way to send reminders of everybody's hometown to your out-of-town friends and let them learn about Prescott history and Whiskey Row. Now, if you're going to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley tonight, or especially this weekend, allow enough time to buy tickets because you will see long lines at the box office starting today through this weekend and probably the next couple of weekends. Why? Because Mary Poppins Returns opens today. They have three more shows going today as we speak, and it will probably be the number one box office hit of this year and maybe even next year. The reviews coming in on Mary Poppins Returns are, well, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, to use one term. Also debuting this weekend at the Harkins, Aquaman with Jason Momoa. The Favorite, that's another Oscar contender. The 18th Century Farce with Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, and Rachel Weisz, that will put Mean Girls to shame. Also, Mary Queen of Scots, the court drama with, the court of, not Queen Anne, but the royalty drama with Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. Also, the Jennifer Lopez, Leah Remini film, Second Act, debuts this weekend. And interesting little movie, Welcome to Marwen. It's based on a true story, stars Steve Carell as the victim of a brutal hate crime who constructs small villages with his own little people and his own artwork to ease his way through PTSD and back into good mental health. So we're going to get it going with Eric Eby in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
EnergyStar.gov says you should have your HVAC system checked at least once a year and do a 10-point check. One Hour Air believes 10 points is just scratching the surface, so we perform a 79-point check to make sure your system's working right and getting you the most for your heating and cooling dollars. Learn more at Pitzer'sOneHour.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyamapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals host the LA Rams live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
EnergyStar.gov says up to half the energy used in your home goes to heating and cooling. So, change your HVAC filters at least every 3 months. Have your system tuned up every year and keep your ductwork up to snuff. Want to save money this winter and next summer? Go to Pitzer's1HourAir.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06 at the KQ&A studio. We have Eric Eby in the studio today with Prescott Pro Wash and Auto Detailing. Eric, welcome to the show. Now, Prescott Pro Wash has been around for about how long?
5 years now.
And one of the great things about it is that you not only have a static location, you also go on the road and take your service to car owners, correct?
Yes, sir. So we can come to your place of home or office, wherever you need us to come, and clean your vehicle up. And we do custom detailing.
Now, the custom detailing, explain for our listeners exactly what that means from start to finish, from front to back.
Basically, we just give the customer custom needs to what their detailing needs are. We do interior detailing, exterior detailing, that type of thing. We can do small jobs as small as a small stain needs to be cleaned, or as big as a ceramic coating, or put some good wax on a vehicle, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you, because you've been involved in the business for a while, and you were still involved in the car business before you started this business, correct?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
Car detailing, actually. Mm-hmm. I worked at McIlvain Motors, which was one of the oldest car dealerships in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there for 6 years and learned how to detail there.
Yeah.
And from there, I started my own business down
the road. You said to yourself, I can do it better my own way,
exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
That is the true entrepreneurial spirit. We always like that.
So,
winter is coming on, of course, and I know a lot of people, during the summertime, they won't get their car washed, when there's rain in the forecast.
Yep.
But what do you recommend for people when the winter is coming on and we can have snow, we can have slush, there can be salt all over the streets? What does that do to a car?
That definitely takes the finish and the wax off of a vehicle. We recommend that you wax your car every 3 to 6 months. And we do ceramic coatings, which is a 3-year paint protection, so you wouldn't have to wax your car for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you guys do anything under the hood when it comes to detailing?
Yes.
What kinds of stuff do you do?
So we do steam cleaning, degreasing, and then we can put a dressing on the engine, so make it look new again.
Do you get people who are getting ready to sell their car coming in to do things like that?
Oh yeah, all mm-hmm. the time, and it can increase the value of a vehicle big time.
Definitely. So when you first look at a customer's car, no matter how old it is, whether it's a month old or 25 years old, what kinds of things are you looking for?
Just kind of looking to see if the paint needs to be restored, swirl marks, oxidation, that type of thing. Just address whatever needs to be addressed for the customer.
Now, when I used to live in Southern California, I lived about a mile from the ocean, and you could tell when people had kept their car for many years living by the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Because that sandy, swampy, salty, overnight gloom would kind of glom onto the car, and you come out to your car in the morning, and there's an oblong pattern on the street from all the stuff running off the car overnight. Mm-hmm. What does that do to the finish?
That can definitely ruin it over time. Before we do any type of waxing or polishing, we do a clay bar decontamination, which takes
Okay, you better explain that one for me.
So you go over the whole vehicle with a lubricant and a clay bar, and it removes all the decontamination, and then you start polishing and waxing. That way it lasts a lot longer. It leaves a mirror-like finish, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you get cars from customers who, say, have been through maybe a Phoenix flood or something like this, and they need a complete top-to-bottom cleanup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, definitely.
What are some of the details involved in doing that? What do you have to take out of the car? What do you have to do to restore it to being back to where it was?
That can involve a lot of different things, removing the seats, steam cleaning to kill all the bacteria, different things like that. We also do an ozone treatment, which we can put on the inside, which would kill a lot of the bacteria and smells and things like that.
I was just going to ask, when you said bacteria, because when you've left your car in a flooded area, and it can be just, you know, one sudden rainstorm, or it could be on the extreme, you know, maybe your car spent some time in those hurricane zones, and heaven knows what that would do to a car. Well, by the way, what happens to those cars that are caught in hurricanes and floodwaters?
I would guess most of them would just be totaled out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I have seen some people trying to restore them, and I wonder, boy, where would you start with something like that?
Maybe new carpeting, new seats, things mm-hmm. like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When someone gets a used car, would you recommend they take it to you and have you check it for how fresh all this stuff is?
Oh, yeah. I have people buy brand new vehicles and bring it straight to me.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of brand new vehicles, I saw something from, I believe, the Ford Motor Company last week. They are finding out that in China, people will not buy a new car if it has the, quote, new car smell. Have you ever heard? Now, that's a big deal in the U.S. We like that new car smell, don't we?
Yeah.
Does that strike you a little odd?
That really does. That's pretty different.
That is strange. So take me back to when you were a kid. I'm betting you were taking things apart and you were a car guy as a kid, weren't you?
A little bit, yeah, I was, definitely. I was.
Were you mechanically inclined?
I was to some degree, but mm-hmm. I've always been kind of a car nut, and I love seeing a clean vehicle.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Makes it more comfortable, too, doesn't it?
Exactly, definitely.
So when you go back to being a kid and everything, you got the idea, and you were working at McIlvain doing this kind of work. What did you like most about it?
I like seeing the look on the customer's face when mm-hmm. they see their car. They're just amazed by it.
They leave it with you and come back to a whole different car, don't they?
Exactly, exactly.
Now, what happens when you take the car to the customer's home or place of business? Describe what you're taking with you and what the process is.
So basically, we show up with our own water, our own power, everything we need, vacuums, steam cleaner, carpet shampooers, different things like that, polishers. We can just custom detail to whatever your needs are and your budget is.
Mm-hmm. Come closer to the mic just a little bit there. There we go. Thank you. And when you come to the customer's home or place of business, roughly how much time would it take to detail, not so much to detail the car, but to clean it from start to finish?
Well, we do an express detail, which is basically like a full service car wash. Mm-hmm. Those usually take about 1 to 2 hours. And then we do a full detailing, which that can take anywhere from all day long to a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Christmas season is upon us, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people would love to have their car done, but they don't have the time to do it. They don't think about it, but snow is not far away.
That's the truth.
So, for those who would like to treat their friends and their loved ones to a complete pro wash and perhaps detailing, do you have gift certificates?
Yes, sir, we do.
How can people get them?
They can give us a call or contact us on Facebook, and we can deliver those and meet up with them.
And where is your location?
So we're located in Chino Valley is our shop. We're mobile, so we can come to wherever you need us to with our trailer. So, yeah.
Do you get called in from time to time by car dealers to do their cars?
Yes, yes, we do, definitely.
And I would imagine if you have a car to sell, and before you even think about listing it for sale, you would want to take it and make sure everything looks nice and clean and shiny and ready to sell, correct?
That is correct.
You know, when I was living in St. Louis, we used to have a AAA diagnostic clinic. You leave your car there for about 4 hours. They go over it from bumper to bumper and track everything, and they give you a very detailed report card. How much of that can you do for a customer when you take a look at it? Can you tell by looking at it and by the things you uncover while cleaning it, you might want to take a look at this because it may affect the car's performance or how long you'll keep it down the road?
Definitely. We can point out those issues that need to be addressed on customers' vehicles.
If someone has not cleaned their car inside very well, that would start to wear on the carpet, of course, and on the upholstery. What other kinds of damage can it do to the car, do you think?
It can possibly just also make people sick. Not cleaning all the bacteria out of there, especially during this time of year, mm-hmm. Spread viruses, things like that. It's important to keep an interior clean.
Mm-hmm. You know? And when people bring their car in, take me through the process. When they bring it to Prescott Pro Wash, roughly how long does it take for a standard wash?
The standard wash is 1 to 2 hours.
1 to 2 hours?
Yep.
So
that's
really
now.
Thorough, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So you're vacuuming as well as cleaning, polishing, things like this, correct?
On the car wash, no polishing. We do a snow foam wash, and then we clean all with microfiber towels. We go on the inside. We dust everything down. We do the we vacuum. We do the door jams, the windows, that type of thing. It's kind of like a mini little detail.
Very nice. Yeah. And how can people reach you? Do you have a phone number or a web page you can tell us?
Yes, sir. It's PrescottProWash.com is our website. And then our phone number is 928-848-3799.
And tell us again your location.
We're located in Chino Valley, 834 Sycamore Lane.
Mm-hmm. And also, if people want to arrange to have you come out to their home or their place of business, what number do they call once again?
928-848-3799.
And that is Eric Eby with Prescott Pro Wash and Auto Detailing. Great Christmas gift, I'm telling you, correct?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to talk about a brand new board game that's all about Prescott. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
'Twas the Saturday before Christmas, all through Rosie on the House, a show with lots of info for the guys and their spouse. Fruit trees from Urban Farm planted with care, quality tool suggestions tested by us to share. So start your weekend while Rosie's on the mend as we continue to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Hello, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good. We're lucky to have four seasons here in Prescott, but it means we have to be mindful to winterize our homes. Cold temperatures can lead to frozen water pipes. Pipe bursts can waste a lot of water affecting your water bill and lead to costly repairs. Planning ahead can save you money in the long run. Take the time today to winterize your home. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
If you've waited all year to buy a new vehicle, stop what you're doing and head straight to Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are here, so we're taking thousands off our remaining 2018s. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for only $19,777. That's over $6,500 off MSRP. Or the Rogue Sport for only $18,988. Save nearly $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano SV all-wheel drive, only $28,988. Or nearly $8,200 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Maxima, only $26,948. Think you can only afford a used car? Think again. How about a brand new Nissan Versa for only $10,888 and it comes with a full warranty? Only at Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 219. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the Prescott area as everybody's hometown, America's or Arizona's Christmas city, great things like that. Well, there's another way to spread the word about Prescott. It's a brand new board game. And I open up my paper, Julie and Brad. We have Julie Trainer and Brad Courtney here. I opened up my copy of the Prescott Daily Courier last week, and guess who I saw on the front page? You! What is going on? How did you guys come up with this incredible board game? First of all, what's the name of the board game?
The board game is called Whiskey Row.
Mm-hmm. And Brad, did you have any role in designing this? Because you're a Whiskey Row historian.
No, she actually, Julie contacted me wanting to know if she got the history straight about Whiskey Row, and then I got to play the game, and I was afraid I was going to see a cardboard with some drawings on it, and it says Whiskey Row and some sorry pieces on there, but it turned out, I've just unbelievable, the quality of it.
I'm looking at it right now. I have the game splayed out in front of me here. This is really a very, very cool design you have for this. Take me back, Julie. First of all, how long have you been thinking about doing something like this, creating a board game?
Creating a board game went way back to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just starting to get old enough to play Candyland, four.
Candy
and we
Land,
played it
Landers, yeah.
over and over.
Sure.
And over and over. And finally, one day, she said she was bored with it. And the next day, she said, I'm going to teach you how to play my way. And she gave me the directions, which were really good and really strategic. And then it became kind of a thing with her and my family that we would take games and sort of just redo them. So that's how it all started. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. And you've got four different quadrants on the board here. You've got one section called the law, one the citizens, one the merchants, and one the outlaws. What was the genesis of that idea?
Well, they're all posses, renegade posses. Mm-hmm. So the story is it's 1879, and Whiskey Row has come about, and the drinking, the gambling, everyone in the town is now fugitive for reckless and criminal behavior, and they are on the run from the law.
Now, tell me about the rules of the game.
The rules of the game, it's strategic. It's nothing like Monopoly. I get asked that question a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The rules of the game are that you roll the dice or play a card, and that's all the chance there is. The rest is all strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So you are trying to waylay your opponents in an effort to get free from capture.
Mm-hmm. And you've got cards. There's a deck of cards and chips that come mm-hmm. with the game. Tell us about the cards and the chips.
The chips are the players. So each player actually has a posse, and the posse consists of four characters. And each one is a custom-weighted poker chip. So they're real poker chips, which are kind of Wild West and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of fun. And the cards are wanted dead or alive cards. So on your turn, you get to choose which strategic option to play. The cards are fun because you're actually able to play your opponent's players
mm-hmm.
and not just your own, which is kind of fun.
And as you move around the board, you'll be going in and out. You've got surrounding streets here around the courthouse. You've got Goodwin, Whiskey Row, Gurley Street, Cortez Street. I have to ask you this because I know before you market a game, there are always, you know, legalities you have to deal with and stuff like this. Did you need any kind of approval from the town fathers before you came up with this?
No. Actually, I talked to some people, and they actually laughed. They said, this is Prescott. They're going to love this, right? So that's the reaction I got. I did get model releases. As you can see on the board,
mm-hmm.
there's one gentleman from the reenactor group, the 4th Cavalry group, and there's three of them from the Renegades. So I did get model releases from them,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And Brad, you are noted as a Whiskey Row and Prescott historian. I know you've had books published in the past. Tell us about your pursuits the last couple of years regarding Prescott, Whiskey Row, and your publishing.
Well, my book came out 2015. It's called Prescott's Original Whiskey Row, and it's done very, very well. And I've done lots of lectures, presentations, stuff like that. And I began doing Whiskey Row history tours, mm-hmm. which have gone very, very well. But I'm currently under contract to write two books, and so I've kind of taken a step back so I can finish that. And the next book's going to be about, it's going to focus around the Great Fire of 1900.
Is that the one where they carried the bar out of, palace?
That's
and
the one.
They carried it over to the courthouse, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. And when I was writing the first book, I thought that was going to prove untrue. I thought I was going to have to debunk that. But in the late stages of writing that book, and then I was in the editing phase, and I discovered that, it's true. There's a couple different ways it turned out as far as it's, the way it's been told.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some changes in that. But, yeah, that was one I didn't want to debunk. That's the great story.
That's almost too romantic.
Oh,
not to glorify.
Oh, I would have had to leave town and friends would have disowned me and stuff like that.
Brad, have you ever wondered why Hollywood hasn't taken more of an interest in this town? Because I think Westerns are ready for a comeback. I think we could use that. And boy, would this be a treasure trove of Western stories and film locations.
You're exactly right. This was a true frontier town. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories are just better than the O.K. Corral stories and some mm-hmm. of the Deadwood stories that happened right on Whiskey Row. So I think a movie about Whiskey Row would be fantastic. But mm-hmm. I understand it's hard to get Hollywood here. They make it hard for movie companies to come in here. So that's
well, the good news, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the last year or two, I understand that we have, at least Phoenix has restored their film office to try and attract yeah. more filmmakers here, correct?
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that too. And mm-hmm. we recently did the Wishman movie, and with, you know, the story of Frank Shankwitz and Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, that's supposedly the movie's finished, but yeah, they actually filmed that here, mm-hmm. you know, and I actually got to be in that movie.
Oh, how cool is that? Now, you've also got DVDs and videos out there, right?
I don't personally, but a friend of mine, Norm Fiss, made a DVD called Legends of Whiskey Row, which mm-hmm. I was a script supervisor, so nice. I think it's still out there, but it's worth seeing it. It's amazing what one man did as far as it goes. It's a nice documentary.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to your work, including your books and your other kinds of productions for Whiskey Row and Prescott History and Julie's Game, are these available yet at the Chamber of Commerce in Prescott?
Yes, the game is available at the Chamber Visitor Center. However, it's not available till January 5th. We have sold out for Christmas.
No. Well, that's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and you've also, I would imagine, for anybody who lives in this area and has adopted Prescott as everybody's hometown, this would be a great gift to send to friends and family all around the country to give them a taste of their hometown, right?
Yes, I've had requests from out of state. Currently, I plan to do some online sales starting in February, but the Chamber talked to me about their Shop Local campaign. Mm-hmm. So I'm in probably 6 different places around Prescott.
How cool
and
is that?
I love the Shop Local idea. Go to the brick and mortar stores, you know, keep the tax money here in Prescott. So I really wanted to support that for a while and then move into online sales because the out-of-state people can't get it.
Sure.
So.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that about getting to know the local hometown business people. Were you guys out and about on Akronite?
Yes.
Yep. You know what I love most about Akronite? Because you've got not only thousands of people descending on downtown, but they're getting out of their cars. They're walking around the downtown area, and because they have that mobility and, you know, the camaraderie of other people, they find themselves walking into businesses they had just driven by for years and never really noticed.
Exactly,
and now they go,
yeah,
I had no idea this was here. They get to know the business owners. They get to look around, see what they have. It's great for business. It's great for the town. And, of course, the reason for Akronite, it benefits the musical scholarships.
Yeah.
I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah. One of the things I came across in my research for the game was an article in Travel and Leisure magazine.
Uh-huh.
And it mentioned that Prescott was one of the top 10 community places in all of America. That link is on the site, as well
nice.
As the history of Prescott, mm-hmm. links to all the businesses on the board. And so I really grew to love Prescott even more through mm-hmm. the process of the game. And, of course, my friendship that, you know, my husband and I have, you know, now have with Brad has mm-hmm. been amazing.
Yes, it has.
And just learning the history of Prescott. And the game, obviously, I'm no historian, but it has enabled me to just learn so much more about this great place.
So officially, Brad Courtney would be your technical consultant, correct?
I'll give him that title, yes.
Technical consultant. Oh, boy.
We're just getting started with Brad Courtney and Julie Trainer and the board game Whiskey Row. We got lots more coming up in just a few minutes as we turn to news and weather with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood and streaming live around the world, including the Whiskey Row at KQ&A.
Q&A.com. Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes, host the Montreal Canadiens, live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Santa, we're getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new vehicle and a present. How are we going to do that?
Ho, ho, ho. Easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Findlay Toyota Prescott's got the new vehicles covered because it's Toyotathon.
During Findlay Toyotathon, we either make your first payment or pay for your license plates for a year. It's the Season of Savings event. Now through the entire month of December. Toyotathon means the best finance offers, the best selection, the best trade-in value, and the lowest pricing of the year. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Toyota dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year.
You know, Santa, with Findlay Toyota Prescott picking up all the new vehicle requests, me and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
Oh, no, you will not.
Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during Toyotathon at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Offer ends 12/31/2018. See dealer for complete program details.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority has been keeping busy responding to fires and other incidents. Yesterday morning at around 10:30, nearly 300 people were evacuated from the M&I Windows and Doors facility on Highway 69. A forklift reportedly ruptured a gas line inside the building. According to Fire Marshal Rick Chase, crews shut off the gas and checked every floor, but there were no problems. Employees were allowed to return, and Unisource turned the gas back on. At 7 Monday morning, crews responded to a fire at a Pineview Drive home in Prescott Valley. A wood floor was smoldering from fireplace ashes, but fortunately the resident smelled smoke and called 911. Crews were able to keep the fire from spreading. Yesterday, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to a home on Jasmine Trail in the Williamson Valley area. A home had filled with smoke and crews were investigating the cause. They were also on scene for an accident involving a vehicle in a ditch at Antelope Meadows Drive and Pronghorn Ranch Parkway. One person suffered minor injuries in that incident. If you've recently bought Eat Smart Single Serve Salad Shake-Ups products, make sure they aren't part of a nationwide recall before eating them.
The salads come in plastic bowls and they are sold at Fry's, Safeway, and Walmart stores. They are being recalled after routine testing by inspectors in Canada returned positive results for Listeria. The California-based Apio Incorporated is recalling all products as a precautionary measure. Company officials aren't aware of any illnesses linked to the salads. However, anyone who has eaten any of these products should monitor themselves for symptoms because it can take up to 70 days after exposure for the illness to develop. Short-term symptoms include high fever, severe headache, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. More information on this recall is available at yavapai.us. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, cloudy for the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 59 on Friday. 35 tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high tomorrow of 70 and a high on Friday of 67. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
For all those repairs for your vehicle, getting the right mechanic matters. From oil changes, brakes, shocks, and air conditioning, finding the right mechanic matters. From radiators, timing belts, and axles, getting the right mechanic really matters. Even for really big jobs like transmission and engines, finding the right mechanic makes all the difference. So, where else would you go? AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call them today, 928-759-5588, or go to amcoprescott.com. AA. MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back. It's 2:37. We are talking with Julie Trainer and Brad Courtney about a very cool game called Whiskey Row. And Julie, on the board, you ask, who rules the town? And you have the picture of the courthouse in the middle. You've got a large street. It looks like a street almost there. Jailhouse. You've also got the Wanted Dead or Alive cards. A whole lot of fun stuff. So take me back to your first drafts of this board game.
The first draft was very similar in design, but the mechanics were a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And my playtesters really helped kind of work through that, Brad being one of them. Mm-hmm. Originally, there was some light gambling in it, which was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I do hope at some point to put like an advanced play on my website that if you did want to do a little gambling or different things. And mm-hmm. I think people might post some interesting things. So the playtesters really were critical. Second Star Games, Alec there with a group of friends, was a group of gamers, was really important. And then, of course, blind testing, which is taking strangers and saying, okay, I'm in the room, but I'm not talking. Here's the instructions. Mm-hmm. And then I just watch and take notes. So that was a long time in the works because they say a game is only as good as its instructions. So,
you know, that's really interesting because, you know, you may market the heck out of something, but if people can't enjoy playing it and can't make it easy to access, it's gone out the window, hasn't it?
Right. And, you know, they might get kind of mad that they spent the money on something. I do have to say this game is a little more strategy-oriented than chance. Mm-hmm. So it will take you just a bit to read the instructions. It's mm-hmm. not, you can't just pick it up and play it like some games these days. But it makes it more exciting once you learn.
Yep, mm-hmm.
It does. Two rounds in, it's intuitive, and you got it. And it's fun.
And Brad, speaking from a historian's point of view, once you read those instructions of the game, do you have to be well-versed on Whiskey Row to play it, to enjoy it?
No. As a matter of fact, I haven't even read the instructions because I've always had the inventor of the game right beside me, and I just ask questions, and so I haven't even peeked at them. But I noticed, I played it five times now, and what's interesting about it is that people talk to each other. They actually kind of help each other. Can I do this? Can I, you know, is this, say, how do you tunnel? That kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting.
So when you were a kid or a teenager, which board games did you most enjoy playing?
All all of them.
There were thousands of them, it seems.
I liked all of them. I think the thing I like just the best is getting a group of friends or family together. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the game was, it was a really good way to come together.
When you talk to people for the first time to introduce your game, how often does somebody say, is it like Monopoly?
Oh, I get that. I even get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time. And you can't blame them because, you know, the courthouse square is set up as a square. And the things around it are square.
And
so,
Monopoly have the avenues
exactly.
and everything. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's a valid question. But there's nothing about the mechanics of the game that's in any way resembles Monopoly. It takes about hour and a half to play. Depends on how competitive you want to get, I suppose.
Sure.
And of course, unlike Monopoly, which we all like to break out now and again, but you know, if you fall out of that at the beginning of the game, I mean, you're banished to the next room for an hour while all your friends are still playing, right?
You know, I found another way to get banished from the game. I had some friends over years ago to play Monopoly with real money. And those three friends are now three ex-friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that can backfire real quick. You know, it really can.
Oops.
Yeah, especially if you land on Park Place and Broadway, and they have hotels. Anyway, obviously this game has to be manufactured, and you can't make it, you know, in your living room. So how do you go from design to manufacture?
A lot of research to get the right people. I do have all Made in the USA people.
Nice.
To be honest with you, who they use, I'm not always sure, but I researched it. I do some of the assembly myself, and a big shout out to my husband for doing it with me.
Sorry, Larry.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I'm new to the game, so I got to keep costs low. But you know, it's a business too. But we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, most of the board games that I play at home, the box has instructions for ages 3 and up. What would be your ideal age range for the Whiskey Row game?
12 and up.
12 and up.
Yeah. During play tests, I had a really smart 10-year-old that was trying to remind her parents how to play once they got into
it. It's kind of like my computer experience.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you yeah.
I noticed at the Palace, when you had your launch event, that Constable Ron Williams was there with his family, and his kids were playing, and they were getting it.
How cool.
Yeah, yeah.
My Constable said he won. He didn't. Yeah, you know.
So how many players at one time can play the game?
It's 2 to 4. I really set out to do the 2, because playing as couples, I think, is a really fun thing. And a lot of couples come to visit Prescott, and there's a lot of retired couples, things like that, so you don't always have a big group. So 2 to 4, but teams is really fun. So you can play 5, 6, 7, or 8.
Oh, neat. So is this the first game you've tried to design?
No, I've had a lot in my mind over the years. There was one that almost took to fruition. It was a question-based game. But at that time, there were so many out that I let that go before I went to production.
Mm-hmm. Before you got serious about designing this, give me an idea of what you had to think about in terms of production costs, distribution, marketing, things like this. Because it's a lot more than just designing a game, isn't it?
Right. So I'm all right brain creative. So to challenge my left brain side is challenging, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But it's actually been a very fun process. And I've enjoyed meeting people from the manufacturers to the retailers to the Brads of the world, you know, to the people at the Palace that hosted my launch event, all the playtesters, friends along the way. I feel plugged into this community that I know would have taken me years to do if I hadn't done this game, and it's just a joy.
Now, I have to ask you and Brad this. When you open up the newspaper and saw on the very front page, above the fold, you and Brad and the new game, were you prepared for the sudden attention?
Not exactly. I was hoping for the novelty of it. My hope is that the people that buy it as a novelty item are going to like it as a game.
Yeah, and I played it.
And I think one of the best compliments I got, Brad, was from you, where you said, obviously, you love Whiskey Row, but once you were into the game.
The game is fun.
Yeah.
It is really fun. I've heard people say it's addicting.
Awesome.
That's even better. That's even better. Now, you said the game sold out quickly. It's coming back in stores January 5th, right?
Yes. And there's a few people, if they're listening, on the list a little earlier. So, Okay. Yes, to you, they will get there.
Now, do you have gift cards where people can maybe reserve a copy of the game?
I do. There's been a couple people that have liked that option. They wanted to give it as a Christmas gift, so instead they bought a gift card, which comes with an envelope and everything. And so you could say, here's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't have it yet, but here you go.
I've been in those shoes many a time. Mm-hmm. So any other future games coming up in your mind right now?
I actually do have one. I'm sort of set on this Wild West theme, and Tombstone is really drawing my attention.
I have some ideas for that.
To change up the mechanics a little bit, but yeah.
We'll have to make a field trip for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, Brad, I'm seeing a common thread here because you as an author and Julie as a game designer, you guys go through pretty much the same development phase, I would think, because you gotta come up with an idea that's going to grab people and stick with them. And also with this, you can be historically accurate and still really entertaining, right?
Exactly. And the good thing about Whiskey Row history is there are some stories that I thank God for, but then I feel guilty because they involve murder and suicides and stuff like that. But, you know, with Whiskey Row history, the stories are fun in themselves, so that's kind of a built-in thing. It's nice.
Have you ever wondered, as a historian, maybe I wished I'd been born during that glory era of the Wild West here?
I know exactly what era I would be in. I would be a scout during the Apache Wars. I already know. I know.
Isn't that cool? Now, Julie, with all of the different distractions people have online, isn't it refreshing to open up a box, see a board game and the game pieces, put it on the table, and talk to each other during the game with your phones off?
Yes, face-to-face. It was 2015 when the resurgence of board games started coming back. Because the Internet's, it's an awesome thing.
Sure.
But and it hasn't ran its course. But it ran it enough that people are saying, hey, let's get back to the table and face-to-face. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And when you're playing the game, obviously, like any really, really good board game, you can have a lot of fun, not just with the game, but also with the social aspect, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and one part of the game is, especially toward the end of the game, you need to start working together to get one person to not win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun that way, too. Yeah.
What was the most challenging part in designing this?
Oh, the directions.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you write the directions or bring somebody in to do it?
I did write the directions. I write creatively. I've written children's books in the past, and I really do enjoy writing. But technical writing is sort of a different animal.
Sure.
So the hardest part was I knew the game so well, and I had to keep working at taking a step back, and I'd have to convince myself that I had never seen the game before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really hard to do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know what's interesting about that? I've played the game four times with you, and you've yet to win.
Isn't that fascinating?
But
she's helping everybody else.
That's true.
You know what?
I've never seen her win the game.
When it comes to designing, and this can apply to a game or to a book or a video, when I lived in San Diego, I found out about the history of WD-40. You know what they call it, WD-40?
No idea.
Because it was the company's water displacement, WD. It was their 40th formula that got it right. The first 39 were all failures. And Thomas Edison famously said, yeah, I invented a light bulb, but before I got the thing right, I found 900 ways it didn't work.
Yeah.
So how many different prototypes of this game did you go through before going, now we got it?
I would say four or five.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you kick out to make the final version?
The gambling money.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where you're all in hideouts, and it was kind of paying to go in and out of people's hideouts. But what I did is when I researched the market, I found that there was a certain type a person that likes strategy,
mm-hmm.
but would maybe like to have a few drinks while they're playing, you mm-hmm. know, and like, you know, still be able to play.
Sure.
I mean, I can say that's because it's called Whiskey Row, I guess. But, you know, I wanted it strategy enough to be fun and engaging and challenging,
mm-hmm.
but not strategy enough that it puts someone over the edge. Like, I don't want to learn this.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's too difficult.
Sure.
So I did pare down a little bit. My son actually helped me a little bit with that.
You found a good balance.
Yeah, yeah.
So with all the Whiskey Row history we have here, any chance that the Whiskey Row bars might set aside a little corner table and have the game for their customers to play?
Well, the Palace has been, Dennis and Derry McCormick and Scott and Martha Stanford have been so supportive. And, yeah, the Palace launch event that we had, they had the Whiskey Row Renegades there. They had Buscaderos.
Fourth Calvary.
Regularly. Tom Penny the Heartbreakers were there.
James of Chance.
But the Palace has been especially supportive, I think.
Yeah, we played there a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Chamber of Commerce Information Center is going to have the game eventually, right?
They had it for before it was sold,
so
out,
sold out,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really on board, and certainly when that comes back out, they'll restock as well. One of the exciting things is the Elks has picked it up.
Oh, how cool.
And they're going to make it available in their lobby during every performance.
Ah,
so it can be found.
That is a wonderful marketing arm, too, and a great part of Prescott's history, too,
mm-hmm.
because that theater is, what, 90 years old or something?
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people who have never been to the Elks, you'll walk in there and you'll think you just walked into the grand opening of a great small town theater around 1920 or something,
mm-hmm.
complete with the, you know, the ushers' outfits and things like this. What a great idea. How can our listeners get a copy of the Whiskey Row board game?
Well, starting January 5th, they can get it at the Palace Restaurant and Saloon, Prescott Trading Company. Of course, they're on Whiskey Row.
Mm-hmm.
So, also at the Peregrine Book Company, Lefevre's Boutique, and as we mentioned, the Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. and the Elks.
Mm-hmm. And Brad Courtney, how can our listeners get a copy of your books?
They're kind of the same places. They're at the mm-hmm. Palace, the Old Sage, Peregrine. I heard you can get them at Costco. Or you want a signed copy, to whiskeyrowbooks@gmail.com.
Very good. That is Brad Courtney and Julie Trainer. The name of the board game is Whiskey Row, correct?
Yep.
We look forward to more exciting stories about your next game as well as this one. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and a very special guest coming away tomorrow on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects. But buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us. We'll be right back.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, how many of you out there are big fans of The Who? You remember Roger Daltrey, of course. Well, in this month's issue of AARP magazine with Smokey Robinson on the cover, they have an interview with Roger Daltrey. He's got a new book out. It's called Thanks a Lot, Mr. Kibblewhite, My Story. Well, who is Mr. Kibblewhite? Well, it turns out that's the school headmaster who once told Daltrey, "You'll never amount to anything." Well, I think he was wrong. Daltrey is now 74. He talks about his first time performing. He says, "I was just pretending to be Elvis, as you do when you're 12 years old. It was probably a pretty terrible performance, but in my head, I was Elvis." Working with Pete Townshend, he says, "That's a totally different animal. He's earth, I'm water. Between the two of us, we make things grow." Remember the song Behind Blue Eyes? Well, Daltrey says, "That's my favorite Who song. I sang it on the day my dog got run over, the first dog I ever had. I was trying to hold it all together, and Behind Blue Eyes was the result of that." And then at Woodstock, he said, "The stars of Woodstock were the audience. Backstage, it was a zoo. We were there almost 10 hours before we hit the stage. Then we were just exhausted. It was 5 in the morning or some ungodly hour." And about his work today, he says, "I work all the time. Singers have to sing, especially at this age. The biggest problem I'm finding is my hearing is going. That's what happens when you head up the loudest rock band in the world." Hey, on today's show, or tomorrow's show coming up, America's favorite Americana historian and patriotic storyteller, Jerry Stewart, tomorrow on Q&A. So make sure you join me here tomorrow at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.